This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Now, we should make a bit of a disclaimer, shouldn't we, that we are big
fans. We are happy people.
Well, we are happy people, yes. But we are big fans of Matthew Lee Robinson.
Well, he has been around for quite a while. We have had him in here a few times.
Yeah.
And we have spoken about our experience seeing his show Atlantis.
Which is easy to do because the shows are great, but also he's such a nice man.
He's all right.
You know, just a really sweet young individual.
Yes. Well, he's got a new show, which is happening this weekend, and it's called Happy People in Concert. It has been developed by Matthew all around the world, including with mentorship from Stephen Schwartz, who, of course, wrote Wicked.
Yes.
So it's in good company, and we've got one of the stars of the show, Tom Sharar. Welcome to the Royal Dalton.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Now, Happy People has quite an interesting plot line, doesn't it?
It does.
Tell us, what's it all about?
So basically, the Happy People themselves, one of which I am, it's like where a kids group, essentially, sort of in the vein of High Five or The Wiggles or one of those. So basically, it's a musical that follows the story of these four in front of the camera and what goes on behind the scenes.
Now, I can imagine that behind the scenes is a little bit different than what happens in the front.
It is. I mean, look, it's a musical. So, of course, we've all got quite fabulous theatrical sublines going on. You know, there's lots of drama happening backstage, and it's at the end of the tether. Everyone's kind of getting a bit over it. So, it's sort of like
when this show, you should see it when the songs are on.
Oh, God, as soon as crazy. The mics are off, you guys are monsters, aren't you?
You've got a great lineup of people in this, Happy People.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It really is. I'm kind of like the only person I haven't heard of.
Well, let's just say Bobby Fox, who, of course, played Frankie Valli in Jersey Boys.
Yes.
Greta Scarlett, who's just finished, well, just Gretel, in the middle of playing Sandy in Greece.
Yeah, they're coming back again soon.
Sun Park from Mamma Mia, Burt LeBont from The Mountaintop, and Robin Arthur, who, of course, played Peter Allen's mum in The Boy from Oz.
She's played everything and everything.
Everyone's mum.
It's directed by Chris Parker.
Yeah, who, amazing. He was a fantastic musical theatre performer in his own right, and now is...
Has he given up the business?
Well, no. I mean, I think he's just such a...
You've just got rid of him, haven't you?
No, he's just such a fantastic director. It would be a waste to...
Darling, you're too old, is what you said. There's new young blood coming in.
Do you have that power, Tom, to be able to tell people to get out of the business?
Oh, no, he's still well and truly
in it. I'm being framed.
Not at all. But, you've done all right, though, because, I mean, you know, for your young years, you've been in, I was going to say shitloads, but you've been in the lot, haven't you?
Well, people will probably know you from I Will Survive, being one of the finalists from I Will Survive on Channel 10 a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
But Happy People, what's your character about?
I play Benny Steinberg, who it's set in New York, so I'm sort of I'm the dance captain of the group. I'm a little bit OCD.
Oh yes.
But the character is pretty fantastic. He's pretty dry, and I've got to say there's a lot of comparisons.
I was gonna say it's art imitating art.
Well, it literally is art imitating life. Like one of the songs, sort of the 11 o'clock number in the show is Boy Band, which I think we're going to hear soon, and I'm very lucky I get to sing that. And that's all about a kid, about the fact that Benny sort of grew up wanting to emulate his pop idols and being a boy group and all that stuff. And I've literally just written a show called That 90s Show, which was all about basically me wanting to do the same thing.
Right.
So it is art imitating life. But yeah, he's dry and he's funny. And look, his mum's his manager. He's got a few sort of like, you know, a few things that aren't to his liking, but he's pretty fab.
Now, it's called Happy People. You mentioned the song Boy Band, which is your big solo in the show.
Yes.
And you say it's about your character who basically wants to be part of a boy band, but ends up...
Well, he does. And I think that, you know, we always tend to want what we can't have. And I think that he thinks that this is his dream, but he realizes that the Happy People actually is his boy band. And that's where he's meant to be.
Rightio.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Here it is.
Joy 94.9.
There was a boy with a hairbrush that would sing his toys to sleep. And in that joy, in that head rush, he would pray MTV their songs to keep. 'Cause when the world got too loud, well, he could always drown it out in melodic ecstasy. See, I would pray for our boy band to come and rescue me. And they were speaking just to me. But as time would advance, most boys didn't want to sing in a dance. But I swore solemnly that I would be my own boy band, and the world would have to agree. Giving it tick tock nonstop with the head pop, a small slide then a rocket with the knee drop. Misty eye, 'cause I miss you, girl. I miss you, girls. I miss you in my world. And when I mean it, then I add a rap section. Baby, don't mess with my love and affection. And if you allow, I'll take a bow, 'cause I'm about to break it down now. So wink me, make me, shake me, bring me, thank me. Now I'm on fire, so that's a ticket higher. And only you can, oh, baby. And is it wrong for so long? I've been holding on to be a boy in the back street, singing really nasal with a backbeat. Doing film clips in the ocean, singing with way too much emotion. Key changing all the time, keeping in sync and thinking in rhyme, 'cause I believe I can fly. And if you don't, then bye bye bye. Now here I stand, I'm still trapped inside the womb of a dream that may not ever be. But in my hands is a chance to totally rock this room, as long as all of you will stand by me. Now come on me, I'm not gonna let that just walk away. So I swear faithfully that this is my boy band, this is my goddamn boy band. And there's no way that any man is gonna take my boys from me.
On Joy 94.9.
Wow, what a song.
Yes.
From Happy People, that's called Boy Band.
It is. Well, that's your number this weekend.
Yes, it's my big number. But do you know, the good thing about this show is we did the first sing through last night and everyone's got their moment to shine. And like I was saying,
I'm sure yours will be better.
Look, it is, but no, look.
You like the lead?
No, it's a real ensemble.
Do you want to be the lead?
Well, look, we all want a relish our moment in the spotlight, but it's an ensemble piece.
You
want
to be the lead, don't you?
All right, no, no. He knows.
Sabo.
You know, we were ready to bump Bobby Fox off.
Yeah, exactly. Bobby who?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Take your Irish accent somewhere else,
elsewhere.
Please.
Yeah.
Gretel, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway,
whatever.
You're right, though, because this is one massive ensemble piece, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
All those names together are in the one room.
Exactly. And I mean, all in the name of new Australian work, which I think is the most exciting thing about it. Like Matt Robinson, I think you mentioned before.
Matthew Lee Robinson.
But he's sort of splits his time between here and New York, and this has been like looked after by Stephen Schwartz, and he's had lots of amazing people sort of look after the show. And I think it's about 4 years since they did the original incarnation, the original workshop. So anyone that comes this weekend will be seeing like the full finished product.
Well, I am fortunate enough to have heard quite a lot of the songs from this, and I am very excited to see this entire production.
Did you read the quote from The Age? Because I mean, it's all very well that we love it.
Well, The Age says, in a few years, we could be talking about Lerner, Gershwin, Porter and Robinson.
And, do you know, I think a lot of his stuff, all of Matt's stuff is amazing, but this show is a real, like, this is the one. And we're only doing three shows of it this weekend, actually.
Yes. Right.
And where's it on at, Glenn?
No, it's on at Chapel Off Chapel.
Oh, we love that venue.
Yeah. One of our favourite venues. Me it's too. Just this weekend, and so you're going to need to be quick. Yeah. Just go to chapeloffchapel.com.au for all the info. It's called Happy People.
Yeah, one show on the Saturday, two on the Sunday. So thank come along, everybody. Oh, thank you for having me.
You're very good interviewed.
Oh, thank you so
you
much.
Know what
I
you're
try.
Doing.
Yes. I try.
Now go and have a coffee and pep up a bit.
Yes.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.